share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A businessman who assaulted a security guard at a condominium in Ipoh last year has been charged with murder after the victim passed away on the 27th of August. Previously, it was reported that the police have reclassified the death of the condo security guard while on duty as a murder case. According to a report by Harian Metro, the Ipoh Magistrates Court amended the charge following the police reclassification of the case, and the Attorney General's Chambers agreed to amend the charge from Section 335 of the Penal Code to Section 302 of the Penal Code. No confession was recorded by the accused, 33-year-old Ahmad Noor Azhar Muhammad, after the charge was read out by the court interpreter in front of Magistrate Noor Azreen Liana Mode Daruz. According to the charge, Ahmad Noor Azhar was charged with killing S. Tava Sagayam on the 7th floor of the Menara Majestic, Jalam CM Yusuf, between 8 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. on the 29th of December 2020. The accused was therefore charged with an offense under Section 302 of the Penal Code and sentenced under the same act, which provides the death penalty if convicted. For Section 335 of the Penal Code, the court acquitted the accused without releasing him. The prosecution was conducted by the State Deputy Public Prosecutor, Azalina Rashdi, while the accused was represented by counsel, Arif Azami Hussein. Also present was the wife of the late Tava Sagayam, 59-year-old E. Philomena, along with four observer lawyers, M. Kalasagaran, A. Sivanesan, N. Selvam and Omar Cuddy. The court has set the 18th of October as the one-month mention date for the case. Meanwhile, M. Kalasagaran shared that they are satisfied that the accused has been charged with murder. Let the legal process take place and we will help the wife in the best possible way. It is an unwanted death and attracts a lot of attention in this country. An innocent man lost his life without good reason and he is in need of justice, he said. Earlier, reports received confirmation from the police about a 2-minute-16-second long video showcasing the incident involving the suspect, who had been charged in court on the 6th of January. The prosecution was previously made in the Ipoh Magistrates Court under Section 335 of the Penal Code, which is to cause serious injury due to anger. However, the victim was confirmed dead at his home, with the results of an autopsy conducted at the Raja Parmeshwari Bainan Hospital, confirming the victim's death was due to a bacterial infection in the lungs. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, PDRM on the lookout for 4-year-old girl begging in Chowkit, believed to be abused by drug addict father. Source: Asia News Day. Source: Nelson Raj. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.